The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The weekend's rugby action, we were chatting a bit about it with Mick McCarthy earlier. We'll continue the conversation now because Grace Davitt is with me, the former Irish international, and Philippa Tuttiot, the former Welsh international. You're both very, very welcome. Grace, I might start with yourself. So England this weekend, and I mean, to describe them as one of the superpowers of world rugby feels a little bit like an understatement. I mean, what will the view be from within the Irish camp, do you imagine?
Yeah, I think when you're in camp, you're always hoping, and I think there's a belief in that squad that you can beat anyone. And obviously they have shown that by beating New Zealand in the WXV, you know, so on any given day, they can beat the best in the world. But, you know, they will know what a big game it is. They will know that they have to play 80 minutes. So they will have the belief, which is half the battle. But I think, you know, listening to Scott Beaman, he's not, you know, he's quietly confident, but he's not saying we're going to go out and blow them off the park. He's saying that he wants to fire shots. So to me, it's about closing that gap and what can Ireland bring? You know, can they limit the scores that England get? Can they get scores on the board? You know, what, like, if they do lose, which you hate saying, but that's the big margin that this English team have developed. Yeah. You know, it's by how little can you lose by? And I know that's terrible, and I'm sure in camp they'll be going out to win, which is what you always have to do as a sports person.
Yeah, but you listen, you're right to acknowledge that they're just a super, super team, this England team. Philippa, why are the English so strong?
Yeah, they are a super powerhouse, and they're so strong quite simply because they invested in their women's programme, the first out of any nation in the world. They went professional after the 2014 World Cup, semi-professional to start, and then built into a professional programme. They've also bolstered with one of the largest sort of playing pools to pick from, with the English Women's Premiership being the strongest premiership in the world. You've got players from America, Canada, France, all wanting to play in the English Women's Premiership. So you put all that together, you know, and also topped off by individuals that take incredible pride in what they do. And they're always looking over their shoulder because there's two, maybe three players of equal, you know, world-class standard just waiting to try and get their jersey. So that's why they are the best in the world. You know, they're on a 31-match winning streak in the Guinness Women's Six Nations. And within that, they average 8 tries a game. It's absolutely insane. But they are showing everyone what genuine investment, consistent, sustainable investment that women can produce.
It's awful, isn't it, Philippa? It really is awful.
You know what? I mean, look, I'm a Welsh person and I will still praise them because, like I say, they are flying the flag for the game of rugby and also women's sports as well. You know, we've got some fantastic players in there. And unfortunately for Ireland, not only are they bringing a brilliant team to play Ireland, they're also bolstered by the fact they've got Alex Matthews back into the pack. Mm. Now, she's been nominated for World Rugby Player of the Year twice in a row, and she is going to be out to prove a point this weekend. So the likes of Aoife Wafer is going to have to stand up and show her you can't rule the roost in my home ground.
So what would you advise then? Let's imagine you were in the Irish dressing room giving advice. I mean, is it that they will talk about kind of belief and having to take the field every time you play, you know, believing you can win, but in reality, deep down, they know exactly who they're playing and what they're up against. Is it to go out with a containment policy? Is it to go out and, you know, try and get ahead early, and maybe that kind of limits England's ability to create a big gap between the two teams? What would it be?
You know what? That's such a great question, because look, I would love to have known what they said in the change rooms before they went out and beat New Zealand, which they were, you know, no one saw that coming. So there has to be a belief in there, and a genuine belief, because Ireland, really, the turnaround from 2 years ago, coming bottom in the Six Nations, to then going on now to beat New Zealand, to be genuine contenders of Six Nations, is really to be applauded. They got some fantastic individuals. Well, actually, I'd be saying nothing about the score, nothing about win or loss, but simply know that you are there for the right reasons. Know that you are there as genuine contenders, because I feel that last year when they played England in the Six Nations, almost a bit like the occasion got to them. It was a heavy defeat and it wasn't justified. They should never have lost by that much. So I think now, you know, I'm hearing really good ticket sales for their home game. They need to believe in who they are and what they are. And it's not about overselling them. It's a genuine belief in who they are and what they are, and what they are doing. Yes, they are on a journey and you're going to get better and better. But right here, right now, you could trouble England. And if you trouble them, then who knows? But don't focus on the result. Just focus about putting your best foot forward. So that's what we want to do.
Oh, Philippa, you could be in Augusta National this week. Isn't that the advice that Bob Rotella famously gives all his golfers, including Rory McIlroy? Don't focus on the outcomes. Focus on the process, the here and now, the job in front of you. So, Grace, what would you be looking out for? Let's talk about the early exchanges, maybe first 10, 15 minutes of this game that would give you a little bit of hope, you know, maybe hope of victory might be stretching it on things going incredibly well. That could happen. Everything is possible in sport. That's why we love it. But, you know, hope that it won't be that bad. What would you be looking out for?
Yeah, they definitely have to make a quick start. You know, they have to be straight into this game. If you give England any sort of momentum, it just puts that doubt in your head. If they get England get a try early. So I think the key thing is for Ireland to come out, play the territory game, use Dan O'Brien's boot, pin England back into their own half. And then from there, we know what their game plan for France was, basically go after the set piece and go after the ruck area. So their big thing was putting pressure on that ruck. Can they counter ruck it? Can they slow it down? England and Ireland have the quickest ruck out of all the teams. England just slightly, they're 2.75, Ireland is 2.77. So when England get quick ruck ball, what that means is defence doesn't have time to set. And then when the next ruck, defence isn't set again, and then it grows in momentum. So what Ireland need to do is go out, start putting pressure, hitting those rucks, slowing England ball down. And then when the ball is slow, England then will usually kick it away and give Ireland that possession. And we know Ireland love counter-attacking. They did really well against Italy. And I think that's really will settle the nerves. We saw a couple of errors early on, kicking the ball out on the full against France. And that really punished them. You know, France were able to get scores off that, and England will do the exact same. So it's about being clinical in your execution of what you want to do. And yeah, go after that breakdown. And then I think the crucial areas for Ireland in this game is going to be their scrum. You know, England are so physically strong. They have a great scrum. Ireland need to make sure that they're really tight on that and they don't give England easy access to their ball. And then the other thing Ireland will want to improve on is that tackle success. They missed a lot of tackles against Italy, and it's been something in previous years. So it's about making sure that they get up in the line and close England down early and not give them too much space, because we know what their world-class players can do.
Yeah, we certainly do. We hope they don't do it to a great degree this weekend. Grace Davitt, former Irish international, Philippa Tuttiet, who is a former Welsh player. Philippa and Grace, thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.